everyone, it's Alexa.
And Catherine.
And we're the girls behind Tickets, Please. And on today's episode, we're talking about our Oscar reactions. We need to start where we always start, which is red carpet, with my annual plea. Because I heard something that was deeply troubling. We need to get some people that know what they're talking about on this carpet. It's now dire. I heard last night someone say, I love that they're bringing back previous winners to present this year.
I wish our listeners could see your face.
Okay. Since the beginning of time, since the beginning of the Oscars, they have done this. We can't have these people on the carpet. I'm sorry.
Who did we decide we want? I suggested, was Tan France there again?
He wasn't.
Love him.
Yeah.
But he's not my first pick for the carpet. And yeah. I would prefer, what did we decide? Karamo maybe and...
Karamo would be good. And I didn't know this until I saw her for the pre-show. He had Dorit Kemsley on.
Oh my God.
She was literally an inspired choice. She was amazing. I was watching her they were doing some kind of pre-show where they were going through previous year's Oscars and going through favorite looks. And I was watching 20 minutes of it. She was outstanding. I was so excited because I thought, oh my gosh, they actually have somebody on who is going to talk intelligently
about
what everybody
knows about fashion and loves it.
Yes, loves it more than anything. Cares about it, thinks it's important, is really going to talk about each look. And then they said, thanks for joining us, Sari. We loved having you here. And I thought, oh my God, I can't stand E. I didn't even try with ABC this year. I usually will flip between the two of them and go to one when one's on commercial, but I didn't even bother. ABC had Vanessa Hudgens and Julianne Hough, and they're fine. I happen to love them both, but they don't add anything. One of them will talk. I don't know who they are. And maybe some of that is on me because I don't really know the space that well.
Well, Laverne, yes.
Well, of course I know Laverne, but there's also, because E does this thing where they'll have people on the carpet and then they have the room of people that commentate from the screens. I don't know any of them.
My question is, where is Morgan Stewart? Is that her maiden name and her name is different now? Where's Morgan is my question. Does she still work for E?
Oh yeah, she wasn't there. I have no idea.
Does she not work for E anymore?
She was not there.
Good. She is such a great personality and she's really knowledgeable about fashion too.
There was a guy that was there and he apparently is some kind of stylist because every other person he would say, I've styled them. And that's what he would say, which is fine because I thought it would add something. He would just say, I've styled them and then would add nothing.
I don't get it. We need Juliana Rancic back and what the hell is his name? Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, yes.
We need 2010s E carpet.
Yeah, we either need somebody who is a competent interviewer and is just going to ask really great questions, or someone who knows a lot about fashion. One or the other, both preferably, but that's hard to find. So we need one or the other, a mixture of both, something. Right now we have neither, and it's getting more dire as each year goes on because I have to sit and watch it for 3 hours, and I need something more entertaining than that, than them commentating about how they're excited to see that Jamie Lee Curtis is going to be back presenting because she won last year. Okay? Okay. Now, speaking of people coming back to present, what did you think of them bringing back previous best actor, actress supporting to make the little speeches before they would do the nominees?
I loved it. I think it's a great concept, but it's on the line of being a little cringy. I can tell when one of the presenters feels uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
and that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
You're actors, act.
Yes.
Don't, whatever, like if you're, do put your nerves somewhere else.
Yes. I completely agree. I was of two minds. So I thought it was a fantastic idea. And some of them worked really, really well. Some of them did not. You could tell it was some of their very first time reading it on the teleprompter for the very first time, I think.
You have to not only flatter someone in front of a crowd of hundreds and millions, well, maybe hundreds of thousands on TV, but for it to also not be the spur of the moment thing that comes from within you, but lines that were written for you.
Yeah.
Is a huge task.
Some of them worked, some of them didn't. And then I also, as it went on, I found myself again in this place we were in a couple years ago where I was missing the clips.
Mm-hmm. You're a clips girl.
I found that the show on a whole was then missing clips. I wanted to see some of the movies sprinkled in. And they did the very, very, very short presentations of the films. But those were really, really quick. And they were at the beginnings of coming back from commercial breaks. And they were lightning fast. I mean, they were showing the end of them as the screens were going back up. And they were under 20 seconds. So I just found that I don't even need them to be clips necessarily of the nominees this year. I just want a couple montages, something to make me feel like I'm watching a celebration of the Oscars, as opposed to just, a bunch of speeches one after another. So while I liked it at first, I think as it went on, I liked it a little less. Where was Leo? Why didn't he go?
Great cue. I don't know.
I know that he wasn't nominated, but his movie was. De Niro was there. I know De Niro was nominated, but I figured he was a star of a huge movie that was nominated. I figured he would have went. The freaking stunts montage.
Yeah.
Either give them a category or don't do anything. I thought that they were going to be introing that they were giving them a category. I was mad. I thought, oh my God, we just talked about this on the podcast and they're giving them a stunts montage and then they're going to announce that they've added a category. But no, thanks guys, here's a montage. Fuck you. Give them a category. But we're going to give a category for casting before stunts?
They both deserve it.
Sure, give category for casting, but also if we're adding, just add both. This is a perfect time. If we're opening it up, add both in at the same time.
Yeah.
Two of my favorite bits that I was dying laughing at. The John Cena streaker bit.
I found it not even a second of...
You were in the wrong. Every single person on Twitter was dying laughing. I was not amused.
I didn't think
laughing.
It was funny. The second I saw him come out, I was like, oh, here we go.
Perfect comedic timing. You are so wrong.
He is funny.
He's really funny.
I just don't find the concept funny.
I in general don't find the concept funny, but I thought it was hysterical start to finish. Him walking up to the mic and just saying,
costumes.
It was so funny. So funny. I thought it was perfect start to finish. And then John Mulaney.
Some people say that the silent era was the golden era of film. These people are difficult and insane. Without sound, we wouldn't have been able to hear such classic lines as, you're going to need a bigger boat. I'll have what she's having. And he was in the Amazon with my mother when she was researching spiders just before she died. Or what about that moment in Field of Dreams when we hear, if you build it, he will come. And then Costner does it. He builds a baseball field. Well, I guess he doesn't build it. He mows down corn, and then there is a field. And then he's like, I'm going to watch Ghost play baseball. And the bank is like, you want to pay your mortgage? And he's like, nah, I'm going to watch Ghost play baseball. And then he finds James Earl Jones, who wrote The Boat Rocker, which I thought was a real book deep into my 20s.
If that was not an audition for him to host next year, I don't know what was.
The only way he's going to host is if Jimmy says no.
I know.
Because I think at this point they're indebted to Jimmy.
Why?
Because he's done it and done it well.
He is. He's very good. He's very good.
He's a solid B+ all the time.
Yes.
Which is saying a lot because most of these hosts are like a D-.
He holds down the fort well, but he just doesn't get as many laughs. It's one of those jobs where if he doesn't do it perfect, he does it fine. So nobody says anything bad and that gets him the job again next year.
Yeah. He's no Tina and Amy, put it that way.
Yeah, I agree. But I thought he was really, really, really funny.
I love Field of Dreams. That should win Best Picture. Though they'll probably go with one of this year's.
And I also thought that Ryan and, I hate to say it, Emily Blunt were very funny.
Yes.
I know I had already said it in our look ahead, but their movie coming out, I'm very excited to see it. It seems their chemistry seemed like it was really good.
Just leaving all that fodder in the dust, exactly. Guys, right? And the way this award season's turned out wasn't that much of a rivalry, so just let it go. So
it's true. You guys are doing very well. You know, congratulations.
Thanks.
But you know, I think I kind of figured out why they call it Barbenheimer and they didn't call it Oppen Barbie.
Why?
Well, I think you guys are at the tail end of that because you were riding Barbie's coattails all summer.
Another thing that seems to come up every year, the In Memoriam.
I can't talk about it, honestly.
What is, just for the love of God, just play a nice song and play clips of the people who have passed with some images. Just keep it simple. Why do we have to get so fancy with the In Memoriam? Every year they're trying something new and innovative with dancers. The screens, the technical achievements of this In Memoriam. It was on, shit you not, what was it, 12 screens? It was bebopping from screen to screen. It was on the circle screen, then it was on the long, narrow screens. Then the projector came down, then the orchestra opened up. I'm like, what is happening? Why? They change it every year because every year something goes wrong with it. Just play a normal In Memoriam.
It doesn't seem to matter what I do. I'm always number two. No one knows how hard I try.
I'm Just Ken. It was one of the best Oscar moments I've ever seen.
We'll be talking about it till the end of time.
It lived up to every expectation. He executed it like he's been singing it his entire life. It'll go down in history as one of the best Oscar moments ever.
He has been training for this moment his entire life. Singing and dancing, really has.
Yeah.
And I was nervous. Only because I know that no matter how talented you are, things go wrong.
Yeah. Slash coming out to play guitar with him to finish it out.
I guess.
It was just.
I didn't need a special guest. That doesn't do anything.
I mean, does that really? I mean, it was barely qualified as a special guest. It was just he didn't make a spectacle of
but
himself.
Why
just,
Slash? Does he have something to do with the Barbie
no,
movie?
No, nothing. He just.
Yeah,
was a,
I know.
He's
I
just
know.
A,
I'm not into it.
But he didn't make a spectacle of himself. He just played
no,
guitar.
No, but like what? But like why?
It was just they needed somebody to play guitar. So it was, that's who it was.
All right. That's fine. I don't know. It takes away from it, I think.
How?
It doesn't add anything unless you're like a Slash fan.
But how does it take away? Just because it doesn't add doesn't mean it takes.
It's,
they needed someone.
Because it's like you don't need this. You're a 10 without this.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was funny.
Funny?
I thought it was funny that somebody who's in one of the greatest rock and roll bands would be there playing I'm Just Ken next to Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like ironic funny.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just Ken.
The Emma Stone moment, her shock was so contagious. If you could feel everybody in the room feeling the shock with her, and it, I think, carried through to being at home too. I couldn't get over it through her speech.
I gasped out loud so loud. I'm not a person who exclaims out loud when I'm watching something. Uh-huh. I was so totally shocked.
It brought a lot to her speech too. Because you see so many speeches where they go up there and they're like, I didn't expect this. I didn't expect this. They always say something like that sometimes. But she really didn't expect it.
She's really incredible on her feet. She's really brilliant. And I thought her speech was amazing. I don't think she prepared anything. I don't think any of that was prepared.
No,
because she really genuinely didn't think she was going to win.
No.
I think it really sucks that Lily didn't win. But I thought what Emma said to her was really beautiful.
And I think that Emma's performance really was a tour de force. I do think she was really deserving of it. I loved the starting the night with Davine winning. Her speech was one of my favorites from the whole night. It made me cry.
I don't know if you know this, but the review I left for the holdovers was, I can't wait to hear Davine's Oscar acceptance speech. And I stand by that.
She nailed it.
Because it was perfect. She made me cry too. Her crying made me cry.
I cried, and them cutting to Paul Giamatti, who obviously had cried during it too.
Oh my God. Their friendship. I love that so much.
And then it was really, really, really nice to see Chris Nolan win. My heart was so full for him because he seemed like he knew he was going to win, but not in a full of himself way. It seemed as though he was prepared and ready, and it was like a moment coming to fruition for him. And his speech was beautiful. What he said at the end, I've seen it quoted a bunch in articles already, and I was listening to The Toast this morning, and they were talking about it and how it resonated with them too. Him saying how film has only been around for 100 years and how he's honored to feel they could honor him as being a significant part of the beginning of film.
And of course, he thinks about things in terms of hundreds of years.
Movies are just a little bit over 100 years old. I mean, imagine being there 100 years into painting or theater. We don't know where this incredible journey is going from here. But to know that you think that I'm a meaningful part of it means the world to me. Thank you very much.